Hello, it's the 25th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A school in Bedford has used an all-day event to address the stigma surrounding male mental health issues. Last Friday, Year 10 male students at Mark Rutherford School were participants in International Men's Day. The day session, organised by Miss Bygannon, an English teacher, was largely dominated by inspirational speaker Daniel Wilshire, who recounted, as a child, the emotional coping strategies through the suicide of his father. An emphasis was placed on emotion sharing and knowing when to ask for help, as many are instructed to just man up. The event helped to break down the mental health barriers with focus on emotional balance and well-being of young men going forward. Once Me is the debut album of Stuart B teenager Dina Anna Joman. The A-level student has racked up over 70,000 views on YouTube since the album's release 2 weeks ago. Dina, most recently, has been invited to visit Westminster. As many as 14,000 residents across Bedfordshire could currently be overpaying for broadband service. Under recent legislation, the government can compel internet providers to lower the costs. The government has chosen not to take this action. Bedford's Liberal Democrats are urging the government to provide this change for those who are on universal credit or those struggling on lower incomes. This weekend, temperatures are expected to dip close to 0 Celsius, winds will increase as much as 50 kilometres per hour, and snow and rain are expected for parts of Bedfordshire. So, if you have to go outside over the weekend, make sure you wrap up and stay warm. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.